You're listening to the Monday Morning Show. On KEXE, KBXE, we take the time to talk with local food producers. Today, we are finding out about the Ten Fins Creamery in Monaga. Joel and Amanda Hendrickson are proudly fifth-generation Finnish dairy farmers in northern Minnesota. Since December, they've been producing a different kind of milk that some people who are lactose intolerant can drink. Joel joins us this morning. Thanks for being with us today, Joel. It's good to talk to you.
Yep, good morning.
Good morning. So tell us, first we need to know about this name, Ten Fins Creamery. Why'd you name it that?
Well, it's Ten Fins because of our ten children and our Finnish heritage.
Okay. We're not going to put you on the spot and make you name all ten of your kids this morning, but let's talk a little bit about dairy farming. You know, we've been hearing about big dairy producers that have been struggling, or in some cases like Borden and Dean Foods, they've declared bankruptcy lately. And you can see it when you walk into a grocery store, how many milk substitutes are out there. Tell us about how your milk at Ten Fins Creamery is different.
Well, our milk contains A2 proteins instead of A1 proteins in the milk. And I think a lot of these people who deal with these sensitivities, it's maybe not lactose intolerant. I think it's A1 protein intolerant. There may be some that truly are lactose intolerant that possibly couldn't drink this milk too, but I believe a lot of them are just diagnosed as lactose intolerant, and they, well, previously nobody knew anything about A1 and A2 proteins.
How did you find out about it?
Well, I read a dairy article on it, and I just started selecting bulls that had the A2 gene and breeding all my cows. I thought, well, maybe there's going to be a future in this. Maybe some creamery will start buying A2 milk, and I'll be ready to sell them A2 milk.
And how do you test your cows? How does this work?
Yeah, I did a 2 years ago, I did a DNA test on all my cows. We actually did a hair sample and sent it in and saw what cows had the A2 gene and which ones had A1 gene. And then since then, I've called all my cows that had the A1 gene and got my whole herd all A2 cattle now.
How many do you have?
We have about 140 cows.
Okay.
And produce about on average about 1,000 gallons a day.
So what are you hearing from people who maybe didn't think they could drink milk anymore? And then what do you know about kind of the science of that, about this A2 protein?
Well, I don't know if there's, as far as the science part of it, I don't know that there's a lot of science with it or been done on it yet.
Okay.
Kind of a new thing, but I like to see what I've been hearing from all these customers. You know, I've had a lady who hasn't drank milk for 20 years, had tried almond milk, tried soy milk. She didn't like the taste of them. Now she's been drinking her milk and feels great, and she thought she'd never be able to drink milk again. I had a mother who had a year and a half old little boy who was dealing with a diaper rash and diarrhea study. And they had been to medical doctors and trying to figure out what's going on. They had no answers. She started getting milk from us, and it disappeared. And she said that, not believing, she said it can't be from the milk. So she started giving them normal milk again, and it came back.
Really?
She actually is one of the ones that did a testimonial for us on our website.
Yeah. Hey, I suppose with your 10 children, you kind of have your own science experiment there. Were any of your children, did they have reaction to the milk before you did just the A2 protein milk?
No, none of us really had any issues with it.
Okay.
So we can't base it off of us at all.
Okay. I just thought there was enough in your family. You could actually do some science there.
Now, let me ask you, so there's an A1 protein and an A2, and you've been able to remove the A1. Does that change the flavor of the milk or affect the milk at all?
No, it tastes exactly the same. There's no difference. It's just the genetic of the cow. Some cows will produce A1 protein and some will produce A2. It's just the gene of the cow is all it is.
Okay, so it's not like genetically modified in any way. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Huh.
Nope, actually, interesting enough, like all other mammals are A2, humans are A2. So I have no clue. I don't know that anybody knows where this A1 thing came from in dairy cattle, but other mammals, you know, goat, sheep, pig, all those, they're all A2. Deer,
huh,
and humans. So I don't know that anybody knows where this A1 thing came from.
That is Joel Hendrickson. He and his wife and 10 kids operate Ten Fins Creamery in Monaga. Do your kids help with the milk and at Ten Fins Creamery?
Yeah, they help with daily chores, you know. The littler ones, they'll feed calves their bottles and they'll help, you know, bed them, and some of the older ones will help milk the cows and whatever needs to get done, you know.
Yeah.
As long as they're old enough to handle it. And
now, are there
pretty much everything?
Are there other dairy farms that are selling the A2 milk throughout the country?
There's a few that I know of throughout the country. Before we started this, we toured one that was in Ohio that was on to this A2 thing, selling A2 milk. And there's the foreign guys that moved over to the U.S. You know, this whole A2 thing is huge in Australia and New Zealand over there. And they moved into the U.S. They're known as the A2 Milk Company. That's their brand. And it's sold, well, throughout Minnesota here. And it comes from U.S. dairies. It's just, they go to these big dairies and test their animals and sort those A2 cattle out of there, and they buy that milk. And so they're in the U.S. too, but not very many creameries that I know of.
And you're the first in Minnesota?
Yep.
So what's the process like to get the milk to the shelves?
Well, getting into the stores is the big thing.
Yeah.
Getting in the store, especially when you're dealing with the bigger chains, you can't just go knock on their door and ask if they want to carry your milk. It goes through the corporate office, you know. But like the little local stores here, like in Monaga and Sabika and Wadena, and it was fairly easy to get in there. Well, they all knew what we were up to, and they were willing to give it a shot. And locally, the support has been great. We've been moving a lot of milk. I don't think any of these local stores thought it would be this good, but every week they just keep upping their orders, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, and people can see where it's sold at your website. That's at 10finscreamery.com. And if they want it at their local grocery stores, they should start asking about it. Is that the best way?
Yeah, that's the way it has to amp. And if they go to the grocery store and request this milk, that's the only way it's going to happen. I've talked to a bunch of these stores, you know, and they ain't going to do anything until the consumers start demanding it. That's the way the whole food business works.
Right. So what are
maybe they follow up in a week and see if they did anything about it.
You know, I saw an article on your farm, and that's why I got a hold of you. What's it been like? A lot more people are hearing about you after some of the news coverage lately. What's that been like for you guys?
Well, it's been pretty hectic. There's actually been a bunch of grocery stores that have contacted us now, and even a few distributors that have contacted us and interested in starting to distribute our milk around, and that's what we need. I would rather not get in the whole distribution and get somebody to do that for me.
Yeah.
We'll just produce the milk and process it. That was my goal.
Are there other products that you're thinking of making?
Yeah, we were thinking of getting into the butter thing, and we just start out with whole milk, though, just for simplicity, and whole milk is the number one seller. And then also to kind of give us a little time to learn this whole system, you know, I only started on December 17th with the first batch of milk, so I got to kind of system, and then we can go on into 2% and chocolate milk and whatever all, you know, let the consumers can push us in whatever direction they want us to go from there, whatever kind of feedback we get from the stores, you know.
So on your website, you can see a photo of all 10 of your kids and you and your wife, Amanda. It's a great, you have a great logos. How are you guys marketing geniuses? I mean, this is just a really fun thing to look at as well.
Well, that wasn't all this, like the design and all that was actually done by Ideas at Kick out of North Minneapolis. They're the ones who designed our carton and designed our logo, but the name itself, kind of interesting. I had told my wife last spring before we started designing cartons and coming up with names, I told her we should name it 10 Fins Creamery because of our 10 kids. And then we brought this to Ideas at Kick, and they had four names that they had came up with. And one of them they had was 10 Fins Creamery, and they didn't know anything that I had said that. So they asked me what I thought. I said, well, that's what I thought several months ago was 10 Fins Creamery, so...
There you,
must have fit.
There you go. So do your kids think it's pretty cool that it's named after them?
Yeah, they're excited about it.
I bet.
Yep. Yeah, and the youngest boy's name is Finn, so he might think there's 10 of him maybe. I don't know.
Well, I guess you better not have more kids, right? You're going to have to change the name.
Oh, it'll stay what it was.
Yes. You can find, that's Joel Hendrickson, he and his wife and 10 kids, they operate 10 Fins Creamery. It's new, it's in Managa, and they are producing milk that has A2 that for people who are lactose intolerant or those who get a bellyache, as it says on their website, they probably won't get that bellyache, as consumers of it have been telling them. Joel, it's great to talk to you. Hope to catch up with you again soon. I'm sure you're very busy.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Yep, you're welcome. Thanks.
Congratulations.
You can ask your local grocery store for it or find out where it's sold at 10finscreamery.com. It's the Monday Morning Show, connecting you to local producers of northern Minnesota.